Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burke Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope that you are doing really great. Now, this coming Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, a day that we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit coming to be with us and the birth of the church. It's a day of fire and wind and the promise that God's Spirit is alive and at work in us and through us and all around the world. So we'll use a couple of different scriptures to remind us about the work of the Spirit. The first scripture comes from Acts chapter 4. It's kind of like the beginning story of Pentecost. And I'm reading to you from the Common English Bible. It reads like this. When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound from heaven like the howling of a fierce wind filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Now, that's just an incredible moment. We'll remember that moment for sure on Sunday, a moment of power where God's Spirit is moving inside of people, bringing people together, sending them out in boldness with new purpose and equipped to do things that they couldn't do on their own. Now, the second scripture that we'll hear from is Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26, also from the Common English Bible. Here, Paul reminds us what it looks like when we live by the Spirit. I say, be guided by the Spirit, and you won't carry out your selfish desires. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against things like this. If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit. That's great. That's just powerful stuff. And as we prepare for worship on Sunday, I want to invite you just to kind of reflect on those scriptures. Maybe think about how God's Spirit is moving in your life or in your church or community. Where do you see the fruit of the Spirit? You know, that list of different attributes, different kind of fruits of God's Spirit at work. Where do you see that growing in you or in someone you love or someone that you're just kind of friends with or maybe somebody you're struggling with? And where might the Spirit be calling you to grow even more? And how might God be opening your heart to that? As we have just a few moments left, I have a poem here. It's called The Antiphon for the Holy Spirit, and it was written by Saint Hildegard, that German mystic and poet and follower and friend of Jesus. This is a translation by Barbara Newman, and I found it helpfully at the Poetry Foundation, and you can find more at poetryfoundation.org. Antiphon for the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is a life that bestows life, root of world tree, and wind in its boughs. Scrubbing out sin, she rubs oil into wounds. She is glistening life, alluring all praise, all awakening, all resurrecting. That's the Antiphon of the Holy Spirit by Saint Hildegard. I hope that you have enjoyed this little bit of time that we've had together. One final thing I want to tell you is that this Sunday you have an opportunity to wear your reds or oranges or yellows, all the colors of the flame. Some people use blue and white, you know. Maybe you need to spruce up your wardrobe a little bit. Head out and get something colorful, something flame-like to wear on Sunday. And I think we'll just kind of light the place up. So the forecast is going to be for the Holy Spirit to show up this Sunday. So look, I look forward to seeing you in worship. And until then, may God's Spirit's fire and peace be with you. Take care of yourself. God bless you now.